New Westminster, B.C., a British Columbia judge has sentenced a man she called an internet sextortionist to 13 years in prison for tormenting British Columbia teen Amanda Todd before she died by suicide. Justice Martha Devlin of the B.C. Supreme Court said Friday that Aidan Coben's calculated conduct caused the girl mental anguish and social isolation, contributing to her suicide after he told Todd he would ruin her life. The sentence is longer than the 12 years suggested by the Crown, but Devlin said Coben's conduct called for sharp rebuke. He enjoyed his victim's escalating distress, she said. Mr. Coben's blameworthiness falls at the extreme end of the spectrum. The story of the 15-year-old girl gained worldwide attention when she posted a video weeks before her death in 2012 using flashcards to explain how she was harassed and extorted by an anonymous online predator. Todd's name is known around the world for exposing the dark corners of the internet where predators lure vulnerable children, Devlin said. The judge said Coben used an arsenal of fake social media sites and went to great lengths to search out Todd's family members and friends to maximize the harm after she pleaded for him to stop. Coben, who was extradited to Canada to face trial, is already serving an 11-year sentence handed down in the Netherlands for similar crimes involving 33 youth. Devlin said the 13-year term will be served after Coben's Dutch sentence ends in August 2024. Coben has refused rehabilitation and there's a likelihood he will reoffend because there's nothing to indicate he has any insight into his behavior, the judge said. She said she wasn't sure rehabilitation is a viable option because Coben doesn't appreciate the seriousness of his crime. Coben's offending was relentless. He knew Todd was only 12 years old when he started harassing her, and he preyed on her by hiding behind 22 aliases using sophisticated technology, the judge said. Todd's family should be considered the secondary victims in the crimes, having experienced profound harm and ongoing suffering, she said. During the sentencing hearing this week, Coben's lawyer Joseph Saulnier asked for a 2-year sentence, saying additional time on top of the sentence Coben is already serving would be crushing. Devlin said the extortion conviction should be considered sextortion when it's against children, reflecting society's deepening understanding of the offense. Child pornography images depicting Todd repeatedly violated her, Devlin said. She could not escape the images or videos. It was a never-ending story, she said, quoting from Todd's own description of her ordeal in the 2012 video. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 14, 2022. The Canadian Press.